How many would like to go back to worksheets, textbook, Miss Morgan standing in front of the class, and everybody listening and taking tests? Amazing. No hands.
What do you know?
Even thinking about?
Mountain View Elementary principal Dr. Bill Shepherd marches proudly into a classroom at a school where the students aren't having their subjects dictated to them by their teacher. They're not neatly in rows, with their teacher lecturing at the front as they follow along with their books. In fact, their teacher, Tricia Morgan, says they don't even use the books.
Really?
Yeah.
They're good. They're good resources.
Yeah, maybe once a month.
If you need to look something up.
If you need to look something up, but I think social studies was really the only one to do textbooks.
It's part of the International Baccalaureate's primary year program, a model of learning for elementary school students that only a select few schools receive accreditation from. In this program, lessons constantly change. Teachers become more facilitators than lecturers, and students are empowered to learn about what they want to. In yesterday's story, we looked at six tenets that provide the framework to create educated students who become citizens that understand the world around them. It's a bold vision, but is turning power over to the students effective? How do the things they want to learn impact the things they have to learn? Nicole Fanning teaches second grade at Mountain View. She's taught traditionally, and like her fellow instructors, has shifted to the International Baccalaureate's PYP method. Her students have wonderings and inquiry learning leeway to tell her what they want to study. She says it's an adjustment worth making.
It's completely changed the way that all of us teach. It's more learner-centered. The kids are in charge of their own learning, and we kind of guide them and lead them through a central idea. But within that idea, the kids are able to kind of go their own way. And then within that, we teach them how to do the research and how to think conceptually.
You cannot spend very long talking about education in Texas without mentioning the required standardized testing, like the TAX test. Specifically, as it relates to Mountain View, can students effectively prepare for these tests and specific skills like math when they're creating their own lesson plans? Fanning says yes.
I think if anything, they're better prepared. When you take away the direct teaching and sitting in rows and just doing worksheets all day long, they're doing stations, and that makes it to where students are grouped in group, and they're spending time in stations with hands-on manipulatives, and they're practicing those skills more. It's tailored to what the kids need. So if anything, they're developing those math skills even better now.
What results have you seen in the time you've been doing this?
I've seen the kids' way of thinking change. Their level of questioning is deeper. They can their questions have gone from questions like, you know, who is the person in this picture? What are these people doing? To here's what I see in this picture, and who's taking action? Who's responsible for what I see in this picture?
The students like it. Fourth graders Esmeralda Houston and Paige Dupuy move around the room with their friends from station to station and offer their endorsement.
They change a lot more than if you're just sitting at your desk having to do a worksheet.
If you're just sitting on your desk, you're not really having fun about learning. You can zone out and not pay attention. But when you're doing games about it, then you'll pay more attention and learn more about it.
Principal Bill Shepherd's endorsement for PYP is based on what he's seen it do for his students.
We have a lot of grade levels and a lot of subgroups within each grade level having 60% of the students' commended performance. And we think a lot of that is just their thinking ability, inquiry, and kind of expanding their mind rather than just the bump and grind of passing the TAX test.
Next year will be Mountain View's first official year as an international baccalaureate school, a feather in the cap for a school's moment years in the making. You can hear yesterday's story about the premise behind the program online at kwbu.org and this Sunday at 3 on KWBU Rewind. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.